anyone listening have a current smell in their car? That's, you know, not new car scent or air freshener scent. One of those smells that, and it's always worse when you get into someone's car, because a lot of times you are unaware of the smells in your own car because you get used to it, right?
Sure.
But then you get in someone else's car and you're like, ooh. I had a friend when I was little. His name was Brent. He was one of my best friends. And growing up in grade school, he lived a couple blocks away. And he was one of the friends who was with me when I went number two in the alley.
Oh, my God.
Remember I told that story?
Uh-huh.
Anyways, so Brent, his mom would drive us to places like, you know, take us to wherever, the movie or to McDonald's or whatever. And so they had one of those station wagons that the rear-facing seats.
Yeah, we had one.
Yeah, yeah, with the wood paneling.
It was a Pontiac. Didn't have the wood paneling, but it was a brown Pontiac.
Yeah, rear-facing seats. And so we would always sit in the rear-facing seat, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, his mom drove absolutely bonkers crazy.
And that made it more fun, didn't it?
Well, and this car didn't have air conditioning.
Yeah.
And they had dogs. And so the car smelled like dogs. It was hot. I was facing the wrong way. I would get car sick. And I would barf almost every single time I would get in their car. So their car.
Oh, gosh. Did they have a bag for you, knowing that was probably going to happen? Like a bed barf bag?
Well, no. So.
Oh, no.
So then it became one of those things where I would get in the car and it would smell like dog. It would smell like hot dog and my old puke.
Oh, gosh.
So then it would make me want to go even more, you know?
Oh.
And if it was like a quick trip, like a 5-minute trip, I could handle it, you know? But near the end, my tummy would be like going, oh, buddy.
Oh. And I
know, but if it was one of those where it's like, hey, let's go to the zoo. I'll take you guys to the zoo, which was great. It was great. Brent and I would go to the zoo, you know? Uh-huh. But the zoo was like 30 minutes away.
Oh, gosh.
And so...
Oh, gosh.
It was like, just, I was, you know, you get the sweat on your brow and all that. So anyways, I bring all this up to think that I may have a smell in my car when I go out later on today.
Oh, I guarantee you, you're gonna. I guarantee you.
I spilled my coffee cup full of cereal, which included milk, in the passenger seat of my car.
Yeah.
And I got up as much as I could, but there was some that seeped through and it caught on the carpet that's underneath that catches everything. So I couldn't like take it off and clean it.
No, you couldn't. And you're going to have to get like a little shampooer or a carpet cleaner or something. Oh, gosh.
I don't know. Does anybody have any like experience in cleaning that little catch-all? And if you, like me, are listening to this going, wait, there's a flap that catches the debris that goes between the seats? I was today years old when I found out that too.
Yep. When you stick your hand in there and you're like, ow.
Oh, there's a, ow. My hand's not going all the way through. And
yep.
And there's change and crumbs and various receipts that have just fallen through.
And now milk and cereal.
And now milk.
Yeah.
Kelly from Crescent Hill texted in and said, my car smells mostly of dead hopes and dreams. Oh, well. There's that, too. Oh, my gosh. Terry says, yes, I have a foul odor in my work truck. Left my work boots and sweaty socks in it all weekend and the windows rolled up. This is my fear is that I...
Yeah.
Now, it's an overcast day, which is good because my car is going to be sitting out baking in that parking lot.
Yeah, it's when it gets baked in, it's really bad. It's really, but it takes it to the next level, kind of.
I'm going to have to tell my wife at some point, too.
Ooh.
Hey, by the way, if you happen to smell something, this is what happened.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so anyways, hopefully your Monday is starting off a little bit better than mine has, but the whole completely spilling milk in my car.
Yeah.
And I just know what it's going to smell like.
It's going to smell so rancid.
Yeah.
Oh.
I do remember spilling chili in my car one time. Like, it was in a crock pot.
Oh.
And I had the crock pot sitting on the floor of the car. And I thought, okay, well, this is a safe spot for it. And I didn't bother, like, to put any sort of, like, cardboard or anything underneath it. I just put it square on the floor.
Did it have a locking lid on it?
Nope,
or just,
no, it didn't.
And
I stopped quickly.
Oh,
and it
gosh.
Just went floomp. And I
oh,
swear,
gosh.
this was the Jetta. That Jetta smelled like it smelled
oh, gosh.
Like old chili for the longest time.
Oh, that
and it was
is
awful.
A horrific
so
smell.
Awful.
Oh, that's a horrific smell.
Oh, Asia said, I brought a crab boil in my passenger seat and a bunch of the juice spilled. And so
oh,
you
no.
can imagine what that smells like.
Oh, gosh. Oh.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, Brittany,
no.
Dog throw up. Yeah, cleaned it, but stunk for a week. Get it. Yeah.
No.
Oh, gosh.
Like, seriously, my dog Dougal had a lot of issues being in the car when he was just a puppy.
Yeah.
He's slowly growing out of that, thank goodness, but he would barf every time.
See, and Piper hates it. She just screams the whole time. She doesn't barf or really pee. She did pee on me once.
All right. All right, there you go.
And then Poppy's looking at her like, seriously? Chill out.
Chill out, dog. Chill out.
And I'm all like, be more like your sister.
Right. All right, so there you go. That's my Monday so far. Hopefully yours is better on 99.7 DJX.